You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Hey, it's your guy, Kijana Owens, the Grindologist. I wanted to invite you to catch our show live every Monday morning for the Morning Grind Radio Show, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Solutions over situations. We're making an impact. We're making a difference. We're empowering communities, businesses, entrepreneurs, individuals with ideas. Call in, chime in, tune in, catch us live, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll see you there.
On We Talk Radio Network.
Call in, chime in, tune in. You live on the Morning Grind Radio Show with Kijana, the Dr. Grindology, Dr. Grind. Man, this is an amazing day. I've been waiting and chomping at the bit since yesterday, excited about this morning. I hope you're the kind of people that get excited this morning as well. And if you're not, by the time we end this show, you will be. Man, just think about it. The blessing of being able to wake up in the morning, the blessing of being able to even listen and hear. Walk, feel, think, talk, all those kind of things like that. That's what this show is about, being grateful, being focused, being excited about where we're going. This morning, we're going to be talking about vision. I got my amazing panel of co-hosts right here. They're going to bring the fire this morning. I got some amazing guests that's going to bring some powerful information about some things that they're doing to impact people's lives. Again, my name is Kijana Owens. I am Dr. Grindology, and this is the Morning Grind Radio Show on We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Excited to be here. Big, huge shout out to B. Ray, Bronda Ray there on the producer wheels of steel there to make sure that this show runs correctly every single time. Not only this show, but the plethora of shows on the entirety of the network to include her own. And a huge shout out to the founder, visionary, Ms. Kia, Nakia Davis, her vision to put this whole platform together. And get ready. I'm just going to bring on my girl, and get this party started this morning, this Monday morning grind. Neosha, you out there doing the thing. Good morning, sir.
He hasn't checked in yet.
Oh, my man, he's still checking, chiming in there. Do we have Adele on there already?
We have Miss Adele on, and I'm checking the phone lines now.
All right. Man, it's way out there in Dallas, Texas. I'm here in California. You around there, around the world somewhere. Adele, we already spoke a little bit this morning on the excitement on our pre-call about what we're going to impact with it today. I know you're a visionary. You're out there helping people get their journey on paper. You know, what do you think about what's it going to look like for you in 5 years? We didn't think about this morning. I was moved to think about this blue sky mindset. When I think about the blue sky mindset, I think about where I'm going to be in 5 years with the work process I've had. What do you think about that?
What I think about that, I'm going to tell you. When I saw what you wanted to talk about today, I was like, woo. So, you know, my favorite book, I thought, write the vision and make it plain. Because if you got a vision and you make it plain, then in 5 years, it's going to materialize. And like right now, I have a vision. But mine is a 10-year vision, not a 5-year vision. But I'm working on it right now. Because if you can see the vision in front of you, you can go for it to make it happen. So in 5 years, it's going to materialize. It's going to come into fruition.
Mm-hmm. See, what I know is you got to be able to see some things. One issue with having vision is being around things that expand your vision, being around people that open your vision to possibilities. When I look at 5 years from now, I'm 4 years within that 5-year scope. And I look at 5 years because a 5-year is something that, you know, you can gauge. 10 years is something that you can prepare. You know, and then when you think about 20 years, he's talking about millionaire concepts. He's talking about about 3% of the world mentality thinking that far ahead. You know, what's your legacy going to be? What's going to be the difference that because you came this way, what's better? What's different? What did you leave? What did you bring to this world that opened doors for other people? So opening doors like that. Someone once told me, once the mind expands, it cannot retract. What that says is if I've only seen what I know and what I've seen all my life, I'm at my expansion limit. But once I'm introduced to something that, man, I didn't know you could do that, that's when your vision can expand. You said something great about writing it down and making it plain. See, and that's in our book. You know, we believe in the principles, but can we apply the principles here in the world? In 5 years. So I told my wife, you know, I don't want our feet to touch the ground. That's a lot. It's funny because I really enjoy her enjoyment, right? But in that, I got a blue sky image of what that looks and feels like. And in order to get somewhere that we've never been, see, faith is you already see it. You already believe in it. Now it's applying that work process to get to it. Adele, that work process, like this morning, Monday morning. Who's up fired up about Monday morning, right? The people that want to do something different with their lives. Talk about it.
Well, I'll tell you, we're the early birds, so we definitely catch the worm. You know, like you always say, people in New York, they just probably just waking up right about now and try and turn over and think about what their day is going to be like. But we're up. We're grinding. We're making it happen right now. And that's part of the vision. Because if you can see your vision is going to get you up in the morning. It's going to get you moving. It's going to make you start making things happen. I always say that I have places to go, people to see, and things to do. Well, in order to, you know, go places and see people and make and have things to do, I've got to get up. And so I jump up in the morning, I'm ready to hop to it because there is a vision for me. Because that vision is right in front of me daily, like I said early from my favorite book, Write the Vision and Make It Plain, I write it down, and then I know I've got something I've got to grind on first thing in the morning to make it happen. So by 12 o'clock, some things already started happening anyway.
Man, you said that right. By the time this time right here, while it may seem early here in California, 6, it's 9 o'clock, they're already making decisions in the stock market for how our money's going to work for us. So this is not even early. So this is just on time, in my assessment of what it takes. I've been thinking about the excitement of where you're going. See, this is like work. You said you hopped to it. It brought something to me, man. I had this job, and I think we talked last week about the entrepreneurial mindset applied to the job, and the job employer mindset applied to the entrepreneur. The job gotta go mentality. One, after provide for your family mentality, so you do it begrudgingly, and you apply that same process to entrepreneurship. You can't get up in the morning for yourself because you don't want to get up in the morning for nobody at all anyway. But here, if you could get up because you see where you're going and you're excited about where you're going, what I believe is you're telling God that not only am I doing it with not faith, I'm doing it with cheer and gratefulness and good tidings, and how long is not what I'm worried about. It's the process. I got my main man over there. I know he's on the line chomping it at the bit. I got an amazing guest I want to bring up to the line. She's going to bring some fire this morning as well, but I want to give my co-host, my main man right there, Neosha. Man, the vision that you see and the work that it takes to get there, I know you want to share on that. Bring the fire, sir.
Oh, man, thank you, Mr. Owens, for the opportunity, sir, to get
a chance to be on this amazing radio show with you, Adele, an amazing co-host, and amazing producers on here, man. Thank you, guys. And right, fired up on Monday, man. I was excited about Monday, man. And usually Mondays, they usually be blue Mondays for me. But now, man, with that thinking, I had to change my thinking. And, man, just that blue sky thinking you're talking about, and then we have goals and things that we want to achieve. I had to just definitely change the way I thought and the things I did because, man, I used to sleep in, man, before I go to work. You know, I still am a W-2. So I used to sleep in to the last minute, all the way up to about 30 minutes I started work. But, man, once I got a new picture in my mind with the blue sky thinking about how to be an entrepreneur and how to achieve some of the goals and earn some the income that my family desires and I desire and some of the things that we can achieve in life, I found out I can't spend my life and a lot of time in the bed. You know, sleep is overrated. So I got to get out of the bed. And I heard you guys talking about, you know, the East Coasters, man. They 3 hours ahead of us on the clock. So what we have to do is that we got to get ourselves out of that bed, wake ourselves up, and our passion have to wake us up because there's no alarm clock needed now for me. My passion wakes me up. Man, at 4 o'clock, 3:50, boom, my eyes pop open, and I'm ready to put my feet on the floor. Thank the Lord for being here again another day, and away I go, man. Like you said, Mr. Owens, put my 2 feet on the ground and my 10 toes down. It's a great day, sir. Back to you.
2 feet on the ground, 10 toes down. That's my man right there. I'm going to go back to what Adele said before I bring up this amazing young lady right there. She is on the East Coast. I know she's over there ready. But the, Adele, you said you get up and hop to it. I had this job. I'm talking about work. See, I applied entrepreneurial work ethic to the job, and it was a menial job. I was at a warehouse. I'm pushing a broom. I'm doing all kinds of stuff. They said be there at 9 o'clock, but guess what? I'm there at 8:30. I told the man that called me hop to. Whatever he needed to do, have done, man, give me hop to. He said, yeah. I'll be right on it, right? Man, I'm on it like a mug. So just because, not because I want to outwork anybody, but that's my work ethic. See, what that did, that opened doors like this. Like, hey, we opened it up a new plan. We might look at you for this. You never know what happens if you apply a work ethic to everything that you do. But it's got to be in you. So you got to be excited about what you do or don't do it. I just won't do it, me, personally. I'm not going to do something that I don't want to do. Now, I know I will do what I have to do. But I'm going to make an adjustment. Somewhere in there, I got a contingency plan to make sure that I facilitate what I must, but I get to where I'm going at the same time with the spirit that I can apply my work ethic where it matters. Man, let me bring up this dynamo of a woman right here. She's making an impact. I had the honor, privilege, and pleasure to meet her when I was in Dallas, Texas. I was doing some marketing. I was director of marketing and sales for the internet department for a major dealership in Dallas. And this young lady saw my commercial, I think 5 or 6 cars down the road. I think she was buying a car every other day or something like that. This, I don't know, but helping her friends and family, bringing referrals and everything. But now she's out there impacting women. She has an empowering movement. She's committed to making a difference. But without further ado, I'm going to bring up Nadia Masano.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I am amazing, and I'm fired up this morning just like you. How are you doing this morning?
I am good. I want to thank you, of course, for the opportunity to be on your amazing show this morning.
No, the opportunity, God gave me a platform, and I just opened the platform to other good people to share what they have going on out there. I'm just a vessel, but thank you for allowing me to be a vessel for you. Nadia. You know, I think we got, 5 or 6 years of building a relationship. Uh-huh. We reconnected through you just doing mentoring and so many amazing things. And once you tell the people, you know, this morning, part of the subject matter to this morning is about vision. And I know you're a visionary. I wanted to keep it at a 5-year scope. I know you got a 50-year plan over there. We don't want to hit them with all of that. The vision and the work ethic. You're in New York. It's 9 o'clock. I said it's 6 o'clock here, so you know what I mean. Tell us about what you're doing and why you're so excited about doing it.
Absolutely. So the name of my organization is called My Sister Keeper. And just as the name of the organization, that is who I am. I believe in bringing everyone along with me. So when I say everyone, all the ladies that I've been able to work with, partner up and do business with, I want to bring them along with me to success. So I created My Sister Keeper platform to network with each other, to build with each other. There is no better way of being successful in business other than having that open mindset of networking. You cannot run your company on your own. You have to be able to know how to network and build relationships, whether it's in definitely within business, but in order to be successful in business, you cannot make the millions by yourself. You got to bring someone along with you or a troop along with you. So the My Sister Keeper platform was created in February of this year. I had as a visionary, I had the amazing vision of being able to host events and just really bring all the ladies together. And then, of course, COVID-19 happened, and I had to learn how to pivot within my business. I had to learn how to adjust to change. So any other person would have probably given up and said, it's COVID-19, let me take a break. I'm not going outside or anything. And what I did was I taught myself how to bring my own self and my platform online. So I've learned how to host and produce online shows to get a woman in business to come onto my platform and speak about their business, whether it's online or I devised my website. I'm a website builder, and I created a directory of amazing women who do some powerful things in the community and even just women in business so that we can all market and network with each other. And from since February to now, it has my business has soared. I did have that 5-year plan where in 5 years I wanted to be where I am today. Can you imagine that plan came into fruition before my 5-year plan even came due? So now I'm working on different platforms to help women just be successful in business and be able to share the knowledge that I have throughout the years of running nonprofits and businesses. I'm able to, give that information, well, not give it, but just download that information into the women in business that I work with, and they are so appreciative, and that's what makes me feel complete at the end of the day.
Wow. See, that's the kind of show this is. So we bring up that dynamic people that's changing lives around the country and looking forward to it impacting the world and making an adjustment. That's what it's about. I'm a proponent for doing what it takes, making an adjustment. The pandemic hit. Okay, so what can you do? Or you can do a couple of things. You can throw the cover over here. Well, can't help it. My sister keeper now is. It was going to be a great idea, but the world transitioned. So the people that could transition with the world are doing things like we're doing right now. We're online. Mm-hmm. We're on the radio. We're broadcasting great energy around the world. Somewhere is going to be impacted. And you, I wanted to tell people, you got a great story, too. You know, where are you from? Where are you from? Tell them where you're from.
I'm originally from the island of Trinidad and Tobago, so you may hear my accent come out ever so often.
Absolutely. So where we met, I'm going to tell you just as a reference, where we met through marketing. I did the commercial. It was all over the internet and everything else. You came down to the car lot, and you began to bring your friends. See, I saw the helping nature that you had. You knew of a good source to help people get quality treatment when they were looking to purchase a car. And you could tell you brought 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 people coming down there all the time to get them help. So I knew the kind of person you were. And here today, you fast forward, you have activated. You have a plan that's a long-range plan. But see, God will work it right in it. When you activate, you don't know when. It could be immediate. But you just got to do it with excellence if you've done that. So what are the current projects that you have going on with your organization right now?
Thank you for asking. So right now, October is going to be, well, it is Cancer Awareness Month. And I have the privilege of partnering with a fashion designer. Her name is Aja DeFay, and we are helping. She's helping women in Gambia to get their treatment for cancer because, again, they're not able to afford the treatment that they need in order to live over in Gambia. And I have partnered with St. Jude's Children's Hospital in order to do a give back program with them. So right now we are going to be selling T-shirts, and I have a magazine that's going to be launching on October the 1st, and the first issue is going to be called Hope for a Cure, and it's all about, I'm bringing all the ladies again that I network in business, and they are paying a small fee for a feature within the magazine. Then I'm going to take the funds raised from that magazine and donate it to the hospital for the kids. And then, of course, leaving a couple of those copies of magazines within the hospitals and within other businesses that are going to sell for me. So now I'm allowing my platform, which is the magazine, to showcase these women in business, and they're going to get to customers that they can never even think of reaching, all because I'm, you know, launching the magazine in October.
Now, I hope everybody can get there. That's some steps to the vision. See, there's some steps to where we want to get to, and those are excellently outlined. Now, the amazing platform to where you're not just helping people, but it's some steps to where you're going and taking your vision. So that's the current. Now, when you see, what is one of the most daunting tasks as you seek to help people?
Believe it or not, the most daunting task that I have is to really get people to believe that I am the way that I am, and I'm 100% authentic. Not that, you know, when I come across, you know, stern or not being business related, but because I do business with my heart. So someone will say, oh my goodness, you are going to, like, for the magazine, you're going to put us in the magazine, and then you're going to donate to the hospital, and then you're going to take our magazine and put it in different places. And all you're doing is charge me this small fee. And like, yes, it's not about all about me making millions of dollars and not helping people along the way. I think we've become a society where we kind of look at each other thinking that we're not authentic in whatever we say. And we have to be authentic, especially when it becomes your business. You have to be able to stand by your mission and your vision statement for your business. Don't just make the mission and vision statement and do something different. You have to be able to be that mission and vision statement on a daily basis. So just me having to show myself and show my worth even more when I meet someone in business, they will test you at first. They'll say, okay, well, do this for me and let's see what happens. And then when I do, they're like, oh my goodness, you did it at 100% with amazing quality. You didn't just give me, like, you know, a 6 for a 9 that we say in my country. You know, you did things at 100%. And I believe in being 100% authentic because that blessing is going to come twofold to me. And this is the reason why I make sure that I do everything as authentic and 100%, because I put my name and my vision and my mission out there behind my business.
A 6 or 9. I know that's a short change right there.
A short change,
that,
right?
Yeah, that's short change. I could get the concept real quick, man. You got the big smile on me out of that one right there. Now, I'm going to let this amazing panel ask you a couple of questions. I know they've been chomping at the bit, as I say, to get you know, some questions over to you about how they can help you make an impact, and particularly Adele, as you're both geared toward helping women. Adele.
Yes, sir.
You have the floor. I know that you need to make this connection and what you're doing out there in Dallas. And Anani, we didn't get where you're at. I know you're on the East Coast, but I'd like Adele to ask you a couple of questions about how she can help you too.
Of course.
Well, first of all,
in Maryland. Oh, thank you, mm-hmm. Adele. I appreciate that.
And you're in Maryland. That's awesome because that's my neck of the woods. I'm originally from New Jersey. But, yes, and I went, you know, it's like I'm listening to you and I'm saying, oh, this is fantastic. And mm-hmm. we've got The Grind on Roku as well. So mm-hmm. I definitely would like to interview you on our Roku channel.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, My Sister Keeper, I love it. I just love it. You know, the title in itself, it says a whole lot. And talking about cancer, because, yes, next month is cancer
mm-hmm.
awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's awesome, the fact that you have a magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Where can we get your magazine? Where can we get a copy of it? I know it's an online magazine, correct?
Yes. So it's going to be online, and then I'm going to have some hard copies as well that's going to be placed in the hospital and some boutiques and some salons. Because, again, because I have networked with a lot of ladies in business, or even my salon that I go get my hair done, she will be more than happy to, you know, put a couple of magazines in her salon and sell them for me. Because, of course, mm-hmm. we want to keep it safe. Everyone has to buy a copy. We can't just share it. So she's going to keep a couple in there for me. And then it's going to be on my website as a downloadable PDF document. It's going to come out just like if it's a magazine on mysisterkeeper.biz. And it's going to be available on October the 1st online through mm-hmm. my website.
Awesome. I think what you're doing is fantastic. There are many more sisters like us that we really need to get out there and be our sister keeper,
mm-hmm.
Lift each other up instead of pulling each other down, because that's the only way we're going to get ahead. So
mm-hmm.
I love your concept. I love your vision, and I just love hearing about it. Because definitely, as sisters, we definitely need to lift each other up, write the
mm-hmm.
vision and make it plain. I'm going to say that over and over again, write the vision and make it plain, and you're definitely writing the vision
saying.
And make it plain.
Yes, I love that saying. Thank you so much.
I want to bridge a gap here. This is what it's really about. So I'm going to bridge a gap so you both know where an impact that I see that you have together. Individuals that are coming from seemingly insurmountable, you know, circumstances and adversities, cancer, domestic violence, and those sorts of, man, you know, stuff is going on out here. They have a phenomenal story. You know, God wants us all to tell these testimonies. What Adele does is helps people put what they've been through in the book. So, you know, I know that's a powerful relationship right there, because it's life-changing to write what you've been through that changes other people's lives. So that connection
mm-hmm.
is going to be amazing between the two of you. I also
mm-hmm.
want you to, on the other side, we're going to take a quick break here at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to bring Neosha up. What Neosha does is help individuals own their own way out. You know, one thing you said about the daunting task about getting people to see your leadership, what I feel is the daunting task is to get the people to see their own leadership. See, people are looking for what they want to see in someone else most times instead of looking for what they see in themselves. So
mm-hmm.
they want to see what you could do if they were you. You see what I mean? You hear it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If I was them, I'd do this, right? You could laugh at it because you could see it. I do this. I do that. So it's not so much in leadership. You know, people who see, like, the grind, you know, the work. they might not subscribe to that, but what do you subscribe to? That's the hardest thing that I've been able to face, is getting people to see that internally they have what it takes, and not to look externally about what somebody else may be doing. That that's a great leadership model to follow, but looking in that mirror, that's the task, because that's what gets them up. You, one of our mentors, a great leader, as a matter of fact, a documented seven-figure income earner, man, a mentor of mine, follow his coaching to the end. He says you can't motivate people. You can inspire them to be motivated. I'm going to come out down to the bottom of the hour, bring Yoshi up, and you guys can share too. I'll tell you exactly what I see between the two of you. You'll be able to talk. I know Yoshi's got a couple of questions you want to ask you about the impact that you guys can make together. This is the Morning Grind Show. I am Kijana Owens, and I am Dr. Grindology. It's amazing. We are on We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. We're going to take a few minutes here at the bottom of the hour, and we'll see you on the other side. We've got Mr. Neosha Morris and Ms. Nadia Masano. We're going to go continue at the end. Thank you, Adele. We'll see you at the other side.
Thank you.
Get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job, motivation. Get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job, motivation. Haters, better get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job, motivation. Suck, suck, get on your job, if you hate, get on your job. You can look me in my eyes, see I'm ready for whatever, anything don't kill me, make me better, I ain't dead. And the game and the deal, I'm still a go-getter. Take my freedom for the moment, but it ain't forever. I got the spirit of a god, heart of a killer. I'm a king, seen hanging with some cold killers. I ain't never backed down or ran from no. I ain't sat down yet, here I stand to go gorilla. Even if I'm all alone, I'm standing for the intelligence. Tipping, they don't get no realer. 5'9 with the soul of a 6'4. I separated the fake, paralyzed from the waist down. From the real stand up guys of the A town. Can't even look me in my eyes, put your face down. I'm out of jail.
Hey, it's your guy, Kijana Owens, the Grindology. I wanted to invite you to catch our show live every Monday morning for the Morning Grind Radio Show, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Solutions over situations. We're making an impact. We're making a difference. We're empowering communities, businesses, entrepreneurs, individuals with ideas. Call in, chime in, tune in, catch us live, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll see you there.
On We Talk Radio Network.
Say tune in, time in, catch in, whatever you do, get in. We're on the Morning Grind Radio Show. We're back all live, man. I was going to give it right over to my man, my brother of success, Mr. Neosha Morris, out there helping people succeed in life, mentoring, leading the way. Mr. Neosha Morris, I know you've been hearing this call with amazing Ms. Masano and her organization, my sister's keeper. The impact that you're making to help individuals be independently designed to own their own, succeed on their own. I know it's a great platform. When you share that with individuals that are coming through some things, what Nadia is doing there, how are you seeing a relationship growing and how you can help make an impact with what she's doing?
Absolutely, man. Thank you, man, for an opportunity again to share. Man, I love what Miss Nadia is doing. Great morning to you, Miss Nadia. How you doing?
I am good. Thank you so much for asking.
Okay. Awesome, awesome. Hey, love what you do, man. It's amazing. Wow, that vision you have is incredible. My sister's keeper and the brothers, we have something like that. Our brother's keeper. So I thought that
right.
was pretty powerful right there. And real quick, what did you come up with the vision for what you're doing today?
How did I come up with the vision?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay, perfect. Well, thank you for asking that question. So prior to my sister keeper, I had a company called Diva Designs. And what I did was just do websites and graphic designing for everybody, you know, anybody in business who needed any type of marketing material for their business. And the one thing I realized when I worked with so many people in business is that we were all not networking with each other. Like, I was running across so many positive role models and business owners that are starting amazing businesses, but what they lacked was knowing how to network with each other and learning that building a powerful network is going to build a powerful net worth. And I figured in February I sat and thought about how can I bridge this gap between business owners and teaching everyone how to network with each other to be successful. And that's when I came up with my sister keeper. Of course, I know I have some males who are in business, and they reach out to me all the time. Like, okay, so when is my brother's keeper coming? Because I'm getting real jealous that you're only helping the females. But in business, I was only, most of my clients, 90% of my clients were a woman. So I knew where my market was going to be. Of course, you have to do your market research. So I knew where my powerful market was going to be. So bridging the gap between networking and running your business is why I got started with my sister keeper.
Man, that's real powerful, man. I'm telling you, love it, love it, love it. And yeah, one or two more questions. Do you have something that you're doing as far as mentorship or working with younger ladies as well?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that as well. I'm actually, I partnered up with an organization, again, networking, as I normally do, and they're called Coaches of Influence, and they have a youth mentorship program. And because they loved what I did within my organization, teaching people how to network with each other and who to network with and who's the right person for your business, because not everybody is going to be for your business, she is developing the youth. And we know how powerful our youths are these days coming up. They have a voice, and they want their voice to be heard. So she's teaching them about to do business plans and things of that nature, but she wants me to join in to teach them, again, how to network and build their brand and build their organization. So they have brought me along on their team to work with them and the youths in their mentorship program, and that actually starts in January of 2021. The class that she has right now graduates in December, and the new class begins in January, and it goes for 9 months. So I'm going to be partnered with Coaches of Influence and the Adjudifer brand to help these youths be more successful in business and really have a great business mind.
Oh, man, that's powerful, man. I'm telling you. Man, I'm loving everything, and I definitely will be in contact. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
absolutely. Me and Mr. Owens, we have a platform as well. And what
mm-hmm.
we do is we show people entrepreneurship as well, how to own their own online
mm-hmm.
business where they can work from home. And me and Mr. Owens are in the travel industry, so we're in
mm-hmm.
the travel space. So we allow people to be entrepreneurs as well, which is pretty powerful. But, you know, online business now, dealing with quarantine and all these other things happening. So there's no face-to-face contact, which is really safe, and we allow
mm-hmm.
people to, you know, earn some additional income from home as well. So that's pretty powerful. So we have the entrepreneurial platform as well, so we'll be willing to help out any way we can. And
mm-hmm.
make sure you leave your contact information for me, because
mm-hmm.
what I'll be doing is I love it because our sisters, you know, I'm a married guy, 25 years. My wife has shared some information with me, right? How sometimes sisters are, you know, kind of like the nice, nasty type, really. But
mm-hmm.
I love what you do because it's coming from the heart,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have no ulterior motives, and
right.
you pure heart, and you going right, you know, right to another sister's heart. I do believe that's why you're so successful, because
mm-hmm.
you're going heart to heart, right? And you're going
Absolutely.
People of a prophet. You know, that's the reason why, Ms. Nadia, I think everything has fallen in place for you, and God has really blessed that, because you're all heart first and people first over profit. So, my sister, keep up and continue what you're doing. I'm behind you 100%. And make sure you leave your information for us so we can contact you and we can champion and get behind you and push you all the way. Mr. Owens, back to you.
Absolutely.
Sir.
Thank you.
There it is, Connection Central right there. You're talking about networking?
Man, networking is my I feel like that's one of my middle names right there, as I have a few. Right? But networking is the glue to everything. 6 degrees of separation from anyone in the world. Meeting people that open doors for you. You hear people a lot of times say, I'm shy. You know, well, we're grown adults. There's no time to be shy. Shy is for kids. Right, we're adults at this point. We can't be shy going for the interview. We can't be shy, you know, having a child. We got to get in there, especially if we're going to make a difference and do something that makes a difference for someone else. You said, Nadia, about, you know, making a difference and making the change and helping people. Neosha alluded to people over profit, which is a concept and a philosophy in our networking and building network marketing empires. That's what we're looking to do with people that want to own their own. But helping people build an empire is about duplication and networking, showing people how to do the same thing. A few people doing the same thing over and over again, a few simple things the same, is where you make that difference. Now, in networking, the impact of connecting people, what is the vehicle once you connect them? What is the vehicle for them to, like here on this platform, I've connected you with Adele, you connected with Neosha, people around the world may hear it and contact you, so you could develop relationships and business. How does this networking create an internal income reciprocal cycle? Do you have a component that does that as well? I know you're a forward thinker, so how does that work?
You know, I definitely love the question of it's a reciprocal cycle, because, again, like I said earlier, you cannot be in business and want to be successful if you're not going to step out and network with each other and market your business in a great light. The power and the key to being successful, of course, is networking. And for me, whenever I connect someone with each other, it's because I have personally used that person's service. So I know that when I send you to someone or I partner you up with someone, I know that they're going to give you the quality of service that I received and what I was looking for within a bit. I'm not just going to say, oh, go try X, Y, and Z. I make sure and I vet these, you know, the businesses that I work with and the networks that I keep in contact with, so that I know when I send someone to them, they're going to receive that quality of service where they're going to keep coming back. And you're going to realize that once you provide a great service to someone, they're always going to hold on to you for additional business. You know, I always do a project for a client, and I'm like, okay, well, it's great. You can run with your business now. And they're like, no, I'm not letting you go. Like, I know I'm going to have something else for you to do soon, and they will always contact me back later on. So it's not just networking one time and be finished. It's networking now, being successful at it, do it authentically, and then that brings you a permanent client, and it also brings you for them to share what you do to someone else, because they know once they send them to you, they're going to get exceptional service. So for me, it's just a revolving cycle of networking with people and businesses where it then becomes additional income for my business because I provide that particular type of authentic service.
There it is. I wrote the foreword in a book called 21 Days to Relational Currency. Dr. Bradford and I actually coined a phrase almost a decade ago of relational currency. You hear it now, but being in front of the curve and the wave is where relational currency dictates that if you do good work, and you're in a network that understands the impact of working and investing and reinvesting in each other within the network, it's inevitable that your business becomes successful because of those principles right there. Relational currency will bring all of what you did back to you in its own design. It will be somewhere else, some kind of way else, just like you being on this show. That's like you sending client after client after client after client to me when I was in the car
right.
business. Because why?
Mm-hmm.
The quality of service.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to speak to anybody else. I know Kijana's there. Same thing with
right.
this show. As soon as you get off, hey, you got to get on the Morning Grind show, and he did an interview on me. You got to catch the replay. Oh, my goodness, right? And that's what we're looking to do. And if those of you that are listening, if you put the best foot forward in all that you do anyway, I mean just anyway, in all that you do will have the best foot forward. That's about as easy as you can make it. Just do the best you can all the time with what you can, or don't do it. That's the best. don't do it if you're not going to do it. That's Grindology 101 for you. If you're not going to do it, don't sign up to do it, because
mm-hmm.
it's going to be some work. And as soon as they say, this is one of my things, Natty, I'll let you have a word before you go to get your information out to everybody. As soon as it says, all you have to do is, that's when the work begins.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about how to reach you, how people could contact you, any last words that you may have for people.
Of course, and I love the fact that you talked about, you know, writing books and authors. One of the projects that I'm working on right now is called Authors Unveiling, where we are making a directory, and now I'm involving the men as well because I know men are authors as well. It's a directory where all authors will get on the directory, and we vow to support each other, purchase each other's books, write the reviews that we need, you know, and definitely support each other on a monthly basis. So I will definitely keep you in the loop on when that is launching. It's launching very soon. So it would be great to have some authors on the website as well, because I know we have some amazing stories.
I got to come back. Now I got to bring Adele back in, because she got us around us to have a circular spirit right now. And I know she needs to say a word, because she is the founder of Meet the Authors Network.
Mm, uh-huh.
Damn. Adele, I'm going to have you share your information, Nadia. But Adele, I know you want to ask a question off of what she just said right there. It's important, I'm sure.
Yes, I was just smiling because that's what
I can't hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
There you go.
Okay, perfect. I was smiling when you were saying that, because that's something I would love to collaborate with you on that.
Nice.
I do have a network called Meet the Authors Network, where I actually interview authors and put them on my Roku channel, because I have a channel called Success in Business, and the show is called Meet the Authors. And it's to help give authors exposure. So I would love to collaborate with you on that. So let's talk offline about that.
Absolutely. I definitely would. You would be surprised on the things that we're offering through the Authors Unveiling Network. It's going to be amazing. So I would love to connect with you, and we can put plans together.
Amazing.
Okay,
give me your information
awesome.
Now. Tell them where they can reach you at, websites, phone
okay.
numbers, whatever you have out there. Let the people know how they can connect with
of
my sister.
Of course, people. Of course. So you can find me, again, my website is www.mysisterkeeper.biz, and my Facebook is My Sister Keeper Forever. And my Instagram is my_sister_keeper. And, of course, you can also look at the shows that I produce for ladies who have, like, domestic violence. And there's so many different shows that I help produce for these ladies on my YouTube channel. And my YouTube channel is called My Sister Keeper. And my business line is 866-990-7740. And my email is sistermykeeper@gmail.com. So if you want to reach me, there's no reason you can't. I have provided all platforms close and necessary to reach me.
Ooh, great way to put it out there. Great way to put it out. My Sister Keeper, Miss Nadia Masano, it's been amazing to have you on the Morning Grind Radio Show. What you don't know is the founder of this station has an organization called Heels on the Move to Heal. I did connect you guys, Ms. Nakia Davis, and you guys are going to have an amazing relationship as well. I got some things that I want to talk to you about offline that we will do to make an impact with your organization. Neosha, you brought the fire when you said, you know, my brother's keeper. I'm ready to do some work. Thank you again for being on this morning, and we will absolutely be in touch. You can hang on and hear us as we get ready to close out this morning. Man, what a morning. What a way to start off the week. What a way to make an impact out there. And if you get a chance to hear this replay, if you're listening out there, and just make a move to make a difference. Everybody on this line is someone that's ordinary people working to do extraordinary things, and I believe that's what God put us here to do. We think it's extraordinary, but to him, it's just having the faith of a mustard seed. We just got to believe in the work. I'm ready to have an amazing week. I hope you are too. Again, this has been the Morning Grind Radio Show. My name is Kijana Owens. I'm going to bring up Bronda Ray, B-Ray, just to outline a few of the programs that we have going on here this week or any updates, announcements, if you'd like to share. Our major producer, B-Ray.
Okay, we have tonight at 8 p.m. the Kia D Unplugged show. On Tuesday, we have Turn Up Tuesdays at noon, and it replays at 7. That's an odd music show. Wednesday, we have After the Lights Go Out. That's more of a candid convo show, so it's PG-13. Thursday, we have a Throwback Thursday, where it's just a music show, old school vibes or whatever. Friday, we have Club We Talk Radio. Saturday, we have Mind, Body, and Soul, and possibly a kid show if they're available. But those are the shows that we have right now.
All right. Thank you for the updates, man. Tune in. We got shows all over. We Talk Radio doing some amazing things. We got platforms for young adults. We got platforms for grown adults. We got platforms for the in-between, the entrepreneurs, the givers of the world, people that's looking to just make a difference. Amazing, amazing. Thank you, B-Ray. Again, thank you for tuning in this morning. Thank you for having the energy to get up and on your own grind, whatever it is, pursue it with passion, pursue it with purpose, and the profits will come. If you help enough people get what they want in life, by default, you will have what you want in life. That's the way it works. I'd like for you to go to my website. Check your boy out, man, KijanaOwens.com. You can also go to Grindology101.com. My book is up there, 7 Keys to Success. Start now, use what you have, complete what you start, control what you know, execute your plan, share your success, and absolutely, you must stand for something. And you get some good practical principles for personal achievement out of this book. I'll stand on it. I look forward to connecting with you directly. If you send me a text message and you say, I want the 7 keys at 909-686-1698. The book is $15, which that includes the shipping and handling. You can go to Amazon and get it, and that's $9.95 on Amazon, and they'll send it directly to you, but I won't be able to send you the package of other, they usually call it unspeakable value, right? I'm going to put some extra stuff in there for you. Just go to KijanaOwens.com. You can get it there. I'll sign it, send it to you, text me. I want the 7 keys, 909-686-1698. I'll make sure that you get that copy as well. I'll send you a link to where you can purchase, and we'll get it done. You have a phenomenal week on purpose. Thank you, Neosha Morris, out there leading the way. Thank you, Adele J. Foster Glenn, out there leading the way. Thank you, B-Ray, out there holding the way down. And Nakia Davis, I know you're up and around listening and keeping it all making sense as our founder and visionary of We Talk Radio. Thank you this morning. My name is Kijana Owens. I am Dr. Grind. This has been the Monday Morning Grind Radio Show on We Talk Radio. You have a phenomenal week on purpose. Success, love, speed. Operate in the spirit of success. Have a good one.
Welcome back to We Talk Radio. It's Kia D and the Hot Topic panel. Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.